Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking the Valentine's Day escape plan.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Okay, so Valentine's Day is next week. A lot of people make a really big deal about Valentine's Day, but what is your feelings of Valentine's Day? I mean, I know what they are, but let's share share with our family here.
Well, I mean, Valentine's Day is obviously a great holiday. I don't actually think it's a holiday, but
it's a made up Hallmark holiday. Let's be real about that. It is.
Yeah, it's definitely a made-up holiday. And, you know, for me, I would rather spend money on doing things rather than getting flowers. Like, flowers, to me, they're great and they're pretty. And a lot of girls really, really, really love flowers. But especially on Valentine's Day, like, they are expensive. And I'm like, wow, we could spend $50 in a much cooler way than these flowers that will die.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a, you know, kind of a made-up holiday that, I mean, I'm a person that actually likes to give you flowers throughout the year. So, you know, it's something I actually like to do. So, you know, I don't have to be required on the one day that Hallmark says, oh, you have to love somebody. But pretty much, you know, if you are in a relationship, whether you're married or, you know, dating or whatever, you know, maybe if you just started dating, you're going to get sucked into the Valentine's, suction right now, right? You're going to have to spend some money coming up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're, especially if you're newly dating somebody, like, guys, memo to you, go spend some bucks on your lady. Like, don't be ridiculous. Or your guy.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous, but, you know, yeah, you gotta like up the ante a little bit for this day. I'm not even gonna call it a holiday. It's a day.
It's a, yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, and this year too, it falls in the middle of a week, but it is butted up right against President's Day weekend. So, you know, you also may have a chance to extend that day as well. But there are some crazy numbers that go along with Valentine's Day.
Yeah, some of these are really shocking. So Valentine's Day is the third largest consumer holiday of the year, and we spend over $19 billion in the name of Cupid. That's an average of $143.56 per person. That's, you know, a fair amount of money for this, you know, sort of made-up holiday. And $2 billion alone are spent on flowers.
On flowers. That is crazy how much that. And we're going to have a podcast later this week about really break down how much we actually spend on other things too. But $2 billion with a B on flowers.
Yeah, if you're thinking of like side hustle ideas on Valentine's Day, just go stand outside on like a corner with a bucket of flowers. And mark them up, you know, 50-60%, and you're going to be shocked at how much money you make.
Yeah. Well, and also, too, you know, in a poll, 45% of people expect their love to at least spend $50, right?
Yeah, I think $50 is a pretty good number.
At a minimum. That's the minimum.
I think that's a pretty good number. I mean, especially if you go to dinner or something like that, you know, $50 is... is probably, I would say, pretty average, you know, but, you know, just like a little word to the ladies listening, you know, maybe a little like realism check, you know, maybe it's not a good idea if your person spends a ton of money, like a paycheck or something ridiculous on Valentine's Day. You know, there's lots of ways to do it where, you know, you can be creative and have fun and not spend that much money.
Yeah, but the reality check is... that what's the poll we found there?
Yeah, so over 1 million people actually changed their relationship status on Facebook the days leading up to Valentine's Day, and sites like Match.com have a 20% spike the week after. So, you know, people are really looking for love, and yet 45% of adults say they actually will not celebrate Valentine's Day. So there's that revolt among people that are like, I am not going to buy into this crazy day.
Yeah. What else? But also, if you don't spend as much, 4 out of 10 people polled in the poll we found would actually break up with somebody if they felt that they didn't get a good enough Valentine's Day gift.
That's a little bit crazy to me, because if you're going to break up just because you didn't get a good Valentine's Day gift, it's probably not the best relationship to begin with. But that's just my 2 cents.
Yeah, exactly. So what we decided to do is we wanted to, there's a lot of specials out right now. You know, it's the middle of winter. You know, there's a lot of places you could actually go travel to. And what a perfect week to maybe do it. Or maybe you could actually gift this and travel later in the year. And we found a bunch of deals actually right now that you could travel throughout the year, which is really cool. But maybe you go away next weekend or something like that. It's President's Day weekend. Perfect time. Get away. And maybe go someplace warm. Maybe you're like us, where we live in someplace warm and we go someplace cold just to have some sort of winter there.
Yeah. So, you know, you could think about redirecting that, you know, $143 average per person spend and, you know, do something that you're going to remember, like traveling, you know, or having a night out or a night away, I should say, with your honey, and, you know, make it a little bit more memorable.
Yeah, maybe you just get a hotel room for the night. I mean, that's fun. And there's so many places and deals to actually do, you know, find these days. So what we found, the best cities, according to Wallet Hub, they said these are the best cities, the top 5 cities to actually spend Valentine's Day based on the number of restaurants, the number of florists and jewelry places, as well as candy shops. Are people really given that much candy for Valentine's Day?
I think a lot of people are.
I mean, you see it all the time. Even you see it throughout CVS and stuff like that. So San Francisco tops their list, which is a great food city and a really romantic city. One of my favorite romantic cities. San Diego is next on the list, which is, that's a really great city as well. Las Vegas, sure, I get it. Not really, you know, our kind of jam, but Vegas is up there.
Yeah, and there was just recently actually an article put out, word for any of you who are thinking of traveling to Las Vegas soon, that they're actually raising the, you know, the nightly sort of ad fee that they add on to your night. I forget the actual name for that. That's the, it's the nightly cost they add on.
Right.
Well, they're actually doubling it now.
It's like the hotel tax, what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, some of the hotels are reporting that, you know, surcharge, that nightly surcharge is almost as much as the nightly room rate. So I don't know what Vegas is doing lately, but they're really trying to, you know, take your wallet one way or another.
Yeah. I mean, and back in the day, Vegas was a place you could actually go for a decent amount, and not anymore. It's well gone, but they do have a lot of great restaurants these days. And there are obviously so many other things to do as well, too. Orlando actually is going to top two of our lists here, which is a pretty popular place to go these days, and Chicago on their list as one of the most romantic places per capita for restaurants and all the other stuff. I love Chicago. Chicago's a really great romantic city as well, too.
Chicago's great, but Chicago in February, that's a whole other...
It's balmy right now.
It's a whole other level of romanticism. I mean, you've got to like, you know, the winds and the frigid cold, but it is a great city, and you know, there's lots of stuff to do there. So
it's a great food city. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we also have trending destinations right now, and we have five of them, actually more than five of them, but the top five are Orlando. Again, that tops the list on their list. Orlando right now is probably a good time of year. We were actually just there outside of Orlando in Melbourne. The weather's really nice right now, so this is a good time of year. You know, rates are down. If you're into amusement parks, you know, theme parks, that is definitely the place to go.
Yeah, I think Orlando is, you know, more than just the big Disney World park that's there that most people know. I think there's a lot of other things going on, and so it's a warmer destination, which is always going to pull people there, especially in these colder months.
Yeah, and it's a trending city. So these are cities that people are actually searching for right now. Miami is a really hot spot and has really grown and really become, you know, Miami used to be hot like years ago, and now it's really hot again. Vegas, of course, is on the list. New Orleans, another great city. And I think right now New Orleans is a great time of the year as well to go. The weather's usually pretty mild. It's not as hot as it is. Maybe not as crowded. Same thing Orlando, I think, would be a good time of year right now. The crowds are not there as much as they are during the summer, you know, when it warms up. Denver they're still in their top five. That's a nice, really cool, romantic city. You know, if you want to get away and get some snow, and you have the Rocky Mountains in the backdrop. Towards the bottom of the list, which I thought maybe even this time of year, Hawaii and Cancun are 10th and 11th on their list there.
I think that's interesting. But I think, you know, a lot of times people think of those destinations more as their like spring break or as their summer destination. So I could see why those might not be, you know, top February destinations for sure.
Yeah, I could see those cities, though, maybe not being as crowded as well, too.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think if you're planning on travel, obviously there are so many different, you know, swings right now going on in airfare. And, you know, I've seen some places in Europe where the price is so low, like I have to look two or three times. And then some places close by where the airfare is so expensive, I'm like, whoa, that, you know, that's crazy. So, you know, finding top bargain getaways in February, I think, is an important thing. And not just that it's all about the bargain, but the bargain does help. And if there's a way you could go somewhere you like, but spend a little less cash, I say, why not, right?
Well, and the cool thing is, like I said before, a lot of these, you know, destinations right now, you could buy these, but then you could use them later on and maybe even up through the summer and some even past the summer. But we found a few really big cities in the U.S. right now you could actually buy for a lot cheaper than you did last year at this time.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
Yeah, so according to Skyscanner, Chicago, the flights are 32% cheaper than in 2017.
Another incentive to go there for Valentine's Day.
Yes, just bring all your warm and cuddly clothes. Houston is 28% cheaper. Washington, D.C. is 16% cheaper. And Dallas and Miami are 15% cheaper. So that's good news that, you know, everything's trending. Flights are trending lower. And I think it's just, you know, there's a lot of competition right now and a lot of people just really want to get out and travel. And all of these airlines are trying to come up with all of these deals and ways to convince you to spend your dollars on traveling.
Yeah. But what if you actually couldn't get away, but you maybe want to go away for the night, do a little staycation if you're in some of the bigger cities that we found on Hotel Tonight, they're on their app there. But basically, if you go out to dinner for Valentine's Day, on an average, you're going to spend $180. And most times it's going to be a prefixed meal, so you don't even get to order whatever you want to order, and that is a serious lot of money right there.
Yeah,
that's just for dinner.
And that's just the Valentine's Day surcharge, you know, that happens on everything. It happens on flowers and candy and hotel rooms and, you know, restaurants, all of those things. You know, they're mighty clever at how they do this stuff. And, you know, so you're going to pay a lot more money. And then if you have alcohol on top of that, it's going to be really expensive. So I think, you know, figuring out if you're like, I've got to do something on Valentine's Day, you know, figuring out a way to do it better and, you know, maybe save a little bit of that cash is just such a smart idea.
Saving the cash might be doing it a week ahead of time, a week after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, if you can convince, like, guys, if you can convince your loved one that Valentine's Day is just this day, you know, 14th is just a day, but why not celebrate on the 17th or the 20th or the 12th? Like, why does it have to be the 14th?
Exactly. But if you want to skip the dinner and you could actually just go and get a hotel room and really maybe get down to business, if you will, you know, but just get away, relax. You could either do it for the weekend. Hotel Tonight, it's a really great app. You could find deals at the last minute, but they also have ahead of time and some of the deals they have right now. So LA, Los Angeles, the Retro Hotel Garland, which is a pretty high hotel here in Los Angeles right now, $158 which is really good. And I think they average a lot more than that. In New York City, where we were just there, the newly opened James Hotel is $140 a night, which is really good for Manhattan. I mean, you can, you know, get $300-$400 a night usually there in Manhattan. The Williamsburg Hotel in Brooklyn is $165 a night, which is really cool. And, you know, that's a really hot destination as well. San Francisco, one of the places on the list we had before, the Marker Hotel is $183. And then here's your reason going to Chicago, the trendy Freehand Hotel, which is a really cool hipster hotel, $74 a night. I mean, how do you not pass that up?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think Hotel Tonight is really cool. We've used it before and, you know, you can get those last minute deals, but now you can actually book a little bit ahead of time and still take advantage of a lot of that savings, which is great. You know, and if you're going to do a more luxury getaway, if you're thinking you want to do it a little bit up, Travelzoo, one of our favorite sites, they have several great deals right now for Valentine's Day or sometime before the summer. So you don't have to travel now, but
yeah, you can gift this and say, here, honey, I did good this year.
Right. Yeah.
This is more than a box of heart candy here.
Exactly. And just word to the wise, don't buy the candy at CVS or at Rite Aid or whatever store that is for you. It's just not very tasty. All right, I digress. So you can
They're not going to be a sponsor anytime soon.
No, and I'm fine with that. You can get a four-night all-inclusive getaway to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic for $5.99. And they have dates February through August. That is an incredible deal for all inclusive.
Yeah, I mean, because that's your summer vacation right there. So you can gift it and go, hey, you know, we're going to go away for the summer.
Yeah. Turks and Caicos, another beautiful place. Five-star resort for two for $6.99. Puerto Vallarta, everybody's favorite. They have a yoga retreat for two plus meals for $2.99 February through July. And San Diego actually has a luxury sale for two plus drinks for $99 through April. So that's not an overnight stay thing, but that is still like a great, you know, excursion, something very unique that, you know, especially if you're first dating, like your girlfriend, boyfriend probably hasn't done anything like that.
Yeah. And this is just a sample of what they have on their site. Right now they have a ton. I mean, they actually, if you wanted to do like a Valentine's dinner, a lot of the hotels are doing some really great prefixed meals and stuff like that. But high end hotels, you know, like the Monarch Hotel in Orange County close to us, you know, has those as well. So many other things right now. This is just a good time to really check those things out.
Yeah, and so we're kind of talking about...
And we'll have links to all these. Sorry to interrupt you there.
Yes, we'll have links to all of this as always. So cheap flights right now, cheapoair.com has some great deals on flights to a lot of the cities that we've already mentioned in this podcast. And it's, like we said, just such a great time to take advantage of cheap flights. Like if you find a cheap flight and you have the cash available, grab it because chances are it's not going to last very long nor come back very soon. So we've got New York City to Orlando for $182. That's a great fare. Atlanta to Miami for $186. Orange County, actually, to Cabo San Lucas for $400. And Philly to Montreal, Canada for $433. So those are just a sampling. Again, there are a ton of great fares out there. I just saw a fare recently from LA to Scotland for $400, and I read it like three times thinking this cannot be right, and it absolutely was. So, you know, I think we've said this on other travel podcasts, you know, when you're looking at cheap airfare, as always, like, just make sure that you're not, if you do get the bargain price airfare where, you know, you can't get your seat ahead of time and maybe you can't have a checked bag, just make sure that you know that ahead of time, you know, and read everything and make sure you know exactly what kind of seat you're getting, because a lot of these teaser fares are those kind of, you know, what are they calling now? Like a super economy.
Super economy, yeah, exactly.
Fare. And then, you know, when you get through everything, it's like, wait a minute, I don't get a seat and I can't sit next to the person I'm with. And wait a minute, I can't bring a carry-on. You know, so just make sure that you know what you're signing up for. But nevertheless, there still are really cheap flights out there.
But sometimes on those, you could actually spend a lot more, right? If you check a bag, if you whatever, like you said, if you change your seat or whatever, you could end up sometimes spending a lot more.
Yes. So, you know, buyer beware. Make sure you read the fine print because it's getting even more confusing now at figuring out like what is actually the right cost or the right seat for you, because now economy sometimes has three different choices. You know, what happened to like, we just had economy, business, and first class. That was easy. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah. Well, don't get me started on the airlines. So we got an email though, and this is going to be our weekend coming up. We're going to totally do this, right?
We are.
Yes. So our friends, at, Juicy RV, sent us an email. And so how about you go off the beaten path for Valentine's Day and spend Valentine's Day in a different way? You could actually, and these are really hot right now, the Juicy RV rentals. You could actually rent an RV, and they have this really cool deal right now. February 1st through the 28th, $199, and you get 3 nights in a juicy rental, a juicy RV rental. I just like saying the name juicy or rental. I mean, come on. That's just awesome. You get, and that comes with a kitchen and bedding kits. You get 100 miles per day, which is pretty cool. So if you go, you know, far away from home, I mean, you don't want to park it right out in front in the driveway, right?
No.
So you want to get away. You get a bottle of bubbly and a box of chocolates. Hopefully not the CVS chocolates. And you get some juicy swag. I mean, come on.
I wonder what that is. You
probably some cool t-shirts, maybe, so, you know, trucker hat or something like that. But that's an interesting thing. A lot of people love camping. You get away. These are fun and easy RVs, supposedly to drive and to rent. I have not done it myself, but I've had other travel writers test run them, and they actually love them. They said they're really cool. And we've seen them around. We saw them in Malibu and stuff like that. So for $199, you know, I think that's a really cool deal for 3 nights.
Yeah. So I think the whole point of this episode is just, you know, you don't have to follow the same rules of Valentine's Day, which is the overpriced dinner, the bad chocolates, you know, the ridiculously priced flowers. You know, maybe there's a better way to spend your money and have more of an experience, or, you know, translate that into a night away, or just something that's a little bit different.
Buck the trend and go travel somewhere. Just get away or do something or plan, or even plan something, you know, right in the middle of February and go, hey, we're going to go to Punta Cana in the middle of the summer and have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So as always, you can check the show notes for all the links to everything that we talked about in this episode. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. You can check out Jeff on Instagram at The Traveling Game. And if you love this podcast, please do us a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to that link in the show notes to leave us a 5-star review.